This message is brought to you by the friends and partners of Kakra Baden. Welcome to Air Power with Kakra Baden, teaching the nations with signs and wonders. Why live in darkness when the light of God's word has solutions? Kakra is a teacher of the word who also ministers with miracles and the prophetic anointing. He's a senior pastor of the Catch the Anointing Center, Accra, Ghana. Now, today's message.
Welcome. Kakra started preaching on the series titled Rising on the Wings of Leadership. Last week he shared on what leadership is all about, and today he continues. Let's join in.
What is leadership according to the Bible? 1 Peter chapter 5, let's look at it. What do we have to do to be able to lead ourselves responsibly so that we don't bring our marriage into ruins? You don't destroy your business, you don't destroy yourself, you don't destroy your children, because with poor leadership you can destroy yourself. In 1 Peter chapter 5, Peter was writing to pastors who were leaders of the church, and he told them certain things about leadership. From the beginning, he spoke about what leadership is not. Then he spoke about what leadership is. So we'll just briefly go through it and I'll continue. 1 Peter chapter 5 verse 1, the elders which are amongst you I exhort or teach, who am also an elder and a witness of the sufferings of Christ and a partaker of the glory that shall be revealed. Verse 2, feed the flock of God which is amongst you, taking the oversight thereof not by constraint, nor for filthy lucre's sake or money's sake. Next verse, neither as being lords over God's heritage, but being examples to the flock. 5, and when the chief shepherd shall appear, you shall receive a crown of glory that fadeth not away. And he said, to anybody who leads himself well, a crown of glory is waiting for you. Now listen to me. First of all, he spoke about what leadership is not. Because sometimes you can have a wrong perception about something, because that's what you know, or you grew up in that environment, or that's what others have told you. So Peter here talked about four things which leadership is not. Because he said that leadership is a responsibility. He said, you have been selected to do this job because I want you to feed the flock. That's all. That's what some people forget. They have a girlfriend, they want to have sex with a girlfriend, they want the girlfriend to cook for them, but they don't want the responsibility of having a marriage and a wedding, so that we will come and eat your cake. You don't want the responsibility, but you enjoy the other sides. It's dangerous. Anyway, so he spoke about what leadership is not. Then he said that you are not being chosen. He said, what we want you to do is to feed the flock. And he said, a leadership is not about age. Somebody say age. He said, you are an elder. I am an elder. Are you understanding me? They were all old people. But he said, what I want you to do is not because you are just an elder. I want you to feed the flock. In Africa, leadership is age. The older you are, it means you are the leader. So if there is a shop and the boss is going, he will select the oldest person in the shop. He say, you will keep the accounts. And the one who is 15 years old, who is honest, straightforward, and more intelligent than this 32-year-old armed robber holding a pen, he say, you are the leader. You look after the shop. He's older. That's why we can't have a young president. The whole thing is about age. It's not about delivery. It's a responsibility. It's not age. Number two, I said, it's not about how long you have been in a place. Peter told them, he said, when Christ was alive, we were all walking with him. He said, we were all partakers of the sufferings of Christ. But you are not chosen because of this. You are chosen because we want you to feed the flock. How long you have been in a place, it doesn't make somebody eligible. Amen. You may have been in a relationship for 22 years, but it doesn't mean you should marry Jack Toronto. Length of time is good, but it's not enough. Long service. If a young person comes up right now, people say, oh, the guy just came around. And so what? If he can do the job, let him do the job. Number three, I said it is not about privileges. Peter said they shouldn't do the money for filthy lucre's sake. What it meant was that once they were leaders, they may have the privilege of even handling certain types of monies, which under normal circumstances, they will not handle. But by virtue of their position, they can even take certain financial decisions. But he said that remember that the job is not about privileges. It is about responsibility. But here, We equate leadership
with privileges.
So the first thing that our mind goes to is the privileges we'll get. So if you send people on a course from your organization, they should go to France, 2-week course. Immediately they begin to make their shopping list. Then they will ring their grandmother, Mama, me go open them. They will never take a book to learn about the course that they are going to attend. No, their mind is not on the job. They are thinking about per diem. Just want to say per diem.
Oh, no. Privileges.
There are privileges of being a wife. Some people want to just get married because all their friends are getting married and they feel out of place. They also want to wear a ring. They'll say, don't do. It's nice. It's the privilege of being married. But there are responsibilities. Your husband will send you, I need light soup. I need soup. I need this. I say, boy, what are you doing, Papa? That is the responsibility. That's why you got married. It's part of it. When your husband is coming to you, so you like sex too much. Why do you think he married you? That is the job. Tell somebody, get to the job. May I hear your amen like a thunder? Like a loud thunder. Hey, mercy. Number four, he said it is not about position or titles, neither as being lords over God's heritage. That's one thing that confuses me about politicians. I wonder why some politicians can pay money to chiefs, people to vote for them. Because I think if you do the job, they'll vote for you. So which means that your mind really is not on the job. Your mind is on what? The title. And it makes you a poor leader. So Peter said, don't think about a title. In Africa, we like titles. Even an ordinary person wants a title. You can't call her Comfort. Sister Comfort. You have to put some title in front. And Bra Kofi. That's on the Bra Kofi. Even Kofi is demanding a bra, B-R-A, in front before you can call it. But it's not about titles. It's about what? Responsibility. What you are supposed to do. So we have people who have titles, but they don't do their job. Oh yeah. You can have Minister of Moon and Stars, but he has never built a rocket before to take us to space. It's not about title. He said, oh, these are my children. I'm also a father. No, I don't pay their school fees. What's the use? Hey! Then he spoke about what leadership is. And I said, it is what? A responsibility. Someone say, feed. You know, and the same thing happened to Peter. When Jesus went to heaven and he came back, in John 21 verse 15, he asked Peter a question. He said, Peter, son of Jonas, lovest thou me? Peter said unto him, Lord, you know that I love you. Then he said, feed my sheep. He said, I made you an apostle. You are catching fish. You are not doing the work. He said, concentrate on your responsibility. Then he asked him the second time in verse 16, lovest thou me? Peter said, you know that I love you. He repeated the same thing that Peter said, feed my sheep. Peter was repeating what Jesus had told him that leadership is. It is what? A responsibility. 3 times Jesus told him that thing. 17, Jesus asked him again, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me? Peter said, Lord, thou knowest all things. Thou knowest that I love you. Then he said, feed my sheep. What I like is he said to him, lovest thou me more than these? Which means that he was comparing the work with other things. What were the other things? The boat was there. The disciples were there. The sea was there. And as usual, they were eating fish and bread. So he pointed to the fish and bread. He said, I'm comparing this fish and bread with the work. Which one do you love? Then he said, listen, concentrate. Tell somebody, concentrate. Tell somebody, being a husband is a responsibility. Being a wife is a responsibility. A businessman is a responsibility. I want to give you some definitions of the word responsibility so that we understand what leadership is clearly. Number one, the word responsibility, it means accountability. Tell somebody accountability. If you say you must make accounts, what it means is that you must be able to explain yourself. It's a level of accountability which every man must aspire to, which is called personal self accountability. Do you know that accountability helps you to make the good decisions? For example, if you are working in a place and you know that your boss is going to demand a certain report by 10 a.m., because your boss is going to demand it and because he pays you and because you have to explain yourself, you may sit up all night and prepare that report. So what it means is that accountability is actually affecting your performance. and you are doing better because you are accountable to someone.
Accountability.
But what about if the action you are about to take, you are not accountable to anybody, you are just accountable to yourself? That is where many people fail. The inability to render proper accounts to themselves. When all forms of pressure has been taken away. That is why I believe many people attempt business and they fail. Business is one of the professions that many people enter and many people fail. The reason is that if you start your own business, one of the things that you need to succeed is self-accountability. Otherwise, as soon as you start making profits, you start buying cars and taking foolish decisions. And before you realize, all the capital is wiped out. And then there's a 21-day prayer and fasting. And you say, the demons in your village, they are worrying you. A lack of accountability. You must be able to regulate yourself. It's very, very, very important. One of the things that drives people crazy is money. Especially money that can be taken without any problem. That is why in Africa, you realize that even people in political positions, they cannot develop the place because when the money comes, they lack self-accountability. They can't control themselves and regulate themselves. To be a good student, you need good self-accountability. You must be able to tell yourself, I sleep at 10, I wake up at 4, and I learn every day. Your mother is not there. Your father is not there. It's only you and your classmates, Oskolombo, Sadi Hayes, Diskitis, Bobote, and Apalagoma. You must be able to account to yourself. It is that thing that makes the difference between good students and bad students. There are students who are very intelligent, but because of a lack of self-accountability, they are never able to make it. If you are a husband, you need it. To have a good marriage, you need it. You must be accountable to yourself and to God. There must be a higher power, God, above your life that you are accountable to. And when you have that higher power over your life, and because you subscribe to that higher power, every action of yours will be ruled by God Himself. And it helps you to control your anger, control your money, control your emotions, and to be a good husband or a good wife. Somebody say accountability. And it is very important for you to be able to lead yourself well to have this kind of thing in you. Accountability.
Thanks for joining us. Tune in tomorrow for the continuation.
So you want to pray this prayer after me? You want to really give your life to Jesus? Be serious. Pray this prayer after me. Say, Lord Jesus,
Lord Jesus,
today I repent of my sins.
Please forgive me. Please forgive me.
Come and live in my heart.
Come and live in my heart.
I believe that you died for me.
I believe that you died for me.
Wash me with your blood.
Wash me with your blood.
Be the Lord and Master of my life.
Be the Lord and Master of my
life. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
For coming into my heart. Amen.
Before we leave, here is a praise report to boost your faith in the Lord.
I wrote to you some months ago concerning my inability to settle my debts. Replied and told me you had prayed for me. I can happily say that today I am debt free and by God's grace, I have started my own business.
Greatness.
More you serve, the greater you become.
God doesn't have a problem with your desire to be great, but is concerned about the path you choose to become great.
The blessing of the Lord makes a man great. You can have degree and still not be great. You can even have money and still not be great. It takes the blessing of the Lord.
Grab a copy of this message series by Kakra Baden titled Greatness, as he gives biblical references of people who became great by virtue of the blessing of God. Order this message series through the following means. Call us on WhatsApp or send a WhatsApp message to +233 55 700 9010. You can also send an email to info@kakrabaden.org or place a regular call or send a text to +233 20 75 75 215.
Thanks for your time. You can contact us, seek counseling, ask for prayer, order today's full-length message, or order books through the following means. Call us or message us on WhatsApp to +233 55 790 10. Send an email to info@kakrabaden.org. You can also make a regular call or send a text to +233 20 75 75 215. Our office hours are 10 a.m. to 1600 hours GMT.